Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls up the people and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten with a shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car kings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. Fun to make people question their reality, so turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Hey everybody, welcome to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina. I believe this is the 64th episode of this show, and today we're going to do nothing but sorry I dinged your car pranks. That's something we do every September, which we call Ding Timber, and that's where listeners go out there and they put notes on other people's cars that say, sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call. My phone number is 913-721-6670, and they sign the note Roy. And then these people leave messages for me, I call them back, and hilarity ensues. So here's the first one I found. This one is from 2022.
Hello?
Listen here, lady. You called me on Tuesday and left a message, but it didn't say anything. It was just 3 seconds of silence. Did I leave a note on your car?
Yes, it was in the school parking lot.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm sorry I dinged your car.
I don't know, where did you ding it at? Because we didn't see anything
on it. Just on the hood. I was standing on the hood, but maybe it popped back up. You know how hoods do that?
Oh, you were standing on the hood of the car?
Yes, I was standing up. And kind of.
Why were you standing on the hood of the car?
I was performing, doing a grand act of... proposing to my future wife.
So you just picked the car in the parking lot?
Well, it's just where it happened to be. You know, that's where I decided to propose. And I did a dance for her, but it wasn't like a heavy dance where I twisted
He did a dance on the hood of the car. Go out and look. We thought you hit something on the side.
Oh, no. No, I was just standing on the hood.
Well, why didn't you say you were standing on the hood in your note?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think, but I just saw that I caved in the hood a little bit, so I just thought I'd leave a note to be nice. Who's going out to check? You?
My daughter.
Oh. Did she say what the F?
Did what?
I thought I heard her say what the F in the background.
No, she didn't say anything.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, well, am I a Christian, but you should have wrote everything, what you did on the car.
Well, you know, that'd take too long, and I didn't have a lot of paper.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was just standing up there and bouncing up and down and proposing.
Well, I just find that weird that you just, to propose to somebody like that and stand on top of somebody's car in a parking lot.
Yeah, I stood on the roof, too.
And you say you're a Christian.
Yeah, well, there's nothing in the Bible about standing on cars. I stood up on the roof, too.
Parking lot?
In a school parking lot.
Yeah, I proposed to my future wife, Melinda.
Uh-huh, he proposed to his future wife, Melinda. So he decided to pick the car and stand on it and do a jig on top of it.
Yeah, I was on
top. Were you drinking? Were you drunk? You were on top of the roof of it, too?
Yeah, I walked up the windshield.
You walked up the windshield?
Yeah, you can probably see my footprint on there. I'm a size 11 and a half.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me get your insurance information.
Well, no, the roof didn't even cave in, and you're saying the hood's fine?
No. I still want your insurance information.
But there's nothing wrong. You just said there's nothing wrong.
How do you know?
Well, because...
We thought it was on the side.
Listen here, lady.
And we were checking to say... Listen, you're a Christian, and you're going, listen here, lady?
There's nothing in the Bible about being like, listen here, lady.
Well, there's nothing in the Bible that says you have the right to walk all over somebody's car.
They didn't have cars.
You don't have that right to walk over somebody's car.
They didn't have cars in Bible days, ma'am.
They did.
Maybe someone needs to write a new Bible with cars in it.
And you're a Christian, and you're talking the way you are.
The way I am, you're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
And you're
citing some stupid stuff that doesn't make sense, so I don't think you're all together there, are you?
Well, you're the one with the daughter in the background being like, what the F?
She never said what the F.
Oh, I heard her. I have a recording.
Well, good. I'm glad you're recording it.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I dinged your car, but I'm glad that it's all fixed now.
It's not fixed.
Yeah.
So I would like your insurance information.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that, like, the hood must have popped back up.
Sir, I would like your insurance information so that I can report this.
Like, I have insurance. I don't even have a car.
You don't even have a car.
If I had a car, I would have stood on
my own
car.
I don't believe anything you say, and we can get video of it all anyway.
What? No, you can't. You can't get.
Yes, we can, because the school has video cameras, so we're going to get the recording of it. If you don't want to give me your information, we'll know who you are.
Don't do that.
I got your phone number.
Please don't find that recording of me dancing on your car. That might be. That might be embarrassing.
And then we can contact the police.
Like, Melinda thought it was a cute dance, but I kind of feel like...
Well, I'm glad for Melinda.
But I don't want that going up on social media. I don't want my dance...
Well, it probably will go up on social
media. No, that's not a Christian thing to do.
I'm tired of you reciting Christian, because you're not very Christian. I'm a Christian, and I would never, ever have destroyed other people's property.
Well, I didn't destroy it. It was an accident. And also,
I would never have ever walked on top and danced and did a jig on somebody's car.
Well, I would never put a video of you dancing on my car on social media.
Well, that's going to be your problem, Roy.
We'll see. That's not a very Christian attitude.
No, you don't have a very Christian attitude.
Well, you're basically
a... It's just a shame that... how old are you?
I'm 37. You're like a Satanist.
37-year-old dancing in somebody's car, dancing a jig, and walking up and down a windshield in the hood of somebody's car and the roof of somebody's car isn't what a 37-year-old would do. You want to propose to your girlfriend...
Future wife.
Yeah, you can do it a different way than destroying other people's property.
I'm sorry. I was excited that she said yes.
Well, I'm glad you were excited, but you probably are not altogether there.
No,
Are you going to give me your insurance information or not?
I don't have insurance information. I ride a bike.
You ride a bike, and you're 37 years old, and you ride a bike.
What's wrong?
I can't believe your girlfriend would have proposed to you. You don't have a job?
She didn't propose to me. I proposed to her.
Well, I don't know how she would have accepted.
And of course,
I have a job.
Yes, I have a job. What's wrong with riding a bike when you're 37?
Where do you work?
It's better for the earth.
Where do you work?
Listen here, lady. Your car is killing the earth.
Our car is not killing the earth.
Yes, it is. It's putting emissions in the air.
It is not. It never said my car. If my car was killing the earth, they wouldn't be selling cars.
What are you talking about? Of course they are. Okay,
they wouldn't be selling cars if they were killing the earth, sir.
Yeah, and they wouldn't sell...
We would still have horses.
They wouldn't sell cigarettes if they didn't kill people, right?
Right. There's laws against it. You can't buy cigarettes until you're what? An adult.
Yeah, it's killing adults.
All right, so... Well, if it's an adult, that's your choice, if you want to kill yourself.
Well, it's your choice to kill...
But there's nowhere that says a car is killing the earth.
It's your choice to kill the earth.
I don't even want... I would like your insurance information. Are you going to give it to me or not?
Ma'am, it's not very Christian to kill the earth.
I would like your insurance information.
How many times do I have to tell you, lady? I don't have insurance. You big dummy.
Okay. Oh, wow, what a Christian, you big dummy. Not once did I call you a name, you can call me a name. So
yeah.
I don't believe you're a Christian.
Oh, I don't believe you're a Christian. You're going around killing the earth with your gas-powered car.
You are absolutely not all together with it.
What?
Such a shame.
Because
it's
I'm not
shame.
In denial?
Is your girlfriend Melinda there?
No, she's at work right now.
Oh, so you're a freeloader. You freeload off of Melinda.
No, I told you I have a job, and it's Saturday. Why would I work on a Saturday?
Where's your job at, sir?
You must be a freeloader. You're not at work right now.
Where's your job at, sir?
Oh, I'm not telling you. Where's your job at? At the school?
Huh? My job's not at the school. I'm a postal carrier.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound real. So wait,
that doesn't sound real.
You
okay.
drive a gas-powered car
okay.
for work too. You're double
okay.
killing the earth.
Right. Uh-huh. And how do you want your mail delivered?
I don't know. Get a battery car. You're in denial, thinking you're not killing the earth.
I'm not in denial, but
with your damn
car. I just can't believe a human being of you have no intelligence, sir.
Why would you say that?
Because you don't know what you're talking about. You won't even give me your information.
You don't think that your car is killing the earth. So I
would like your information for what you did to my car.
I didn't do anything to your car. This is just a prank call.
No, it's not a prank call.
No, it is. I just put that note in your car to be silly.
You're lying.
Then get the school's footage. You'll see that I'm not dancing.
I will get the school's footage.
Okay, but you better not put that dance on social media. I don't want that.
It's going to all go up there.
I'll sue you.
More like a fool.
I'll sue you.
Sue me. If you said this is a joke, why would you sue me?
Oh yeah, I was just kidding about that part. I won't really sue you because I never danced on your car.
Yes, you did, because I'm recording the call right now.
With what?
On my phone. I hit record.
You can't do that. You're in a two-party recording state. You have to notify me before you.
No, I don't have to notify you. So you're being recorded anyway.
Oh, well, I was recording you too. So, I didn't even notify
you. Right. You already told me you were recording me.
I know.
So it works both ways.
Yeah, so. See, I gave you notice, so it's cool.
Uh-huh. No, you gave me notice after I asked for your information that you're recording me, because you don't want to give me your information.
Well, I live in a one-party state. I'm all the way over in California.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed my joke. I was just kidding around.
No, you're lying, so...
Well, there's no damage.
I will call... There is damage, so what? You will...
What's the damage? What damage do you see?
We'll get the footage from the school, and you'll be hearing from us, okay?
Okay. Will you call me and leave me a voicemail and tell me what kind of footage you got?
Why do you want to know what kind of footage you got? I'm going to turn it over to the police, handle it.
I was thinking if it's actually a cool dance, that would be cool to have, like, just to have them for my own personal... You know, like it'll be on
social media, so you can find it there.
Okay, I just think it'd be cool to have my proposal.
You can get it up there from social media.
Yeah,
right?
I can show Melinda my romantic proposal.
You can do that.
You're just jealous because you didn't have a cool romantic proposal when you got proposed to.
No, I think you're jealous because you don't have a Jeep. You have to ride a bike. And that's why you danced all over the car.
What's wrong with riding a bike?
So you never did propose.
Riding a bike is good for your body, and it's good for the earth. And it doesn't destroy the planet like your car does, and your work car.
My car doesn't destroy the planet.
It contributes to it.
If my car destroyed the planet, nobody would have cars, sir. Everybody has cars, except for you. Because you don't have a job to buy a car.
I have a job. Why don't you think I have a job?
You're not employed.
I am too.
You're not employed.
I have
You're not employed.
I can tell by
the writing how you wrote this and that. You don't look like you're well educated.
What if I just am left-handed and have sloppy handwriting?
See, you make up all kinds of excuses. Now, can I have your information, please?
No, because this is just a prank call. I'm just prank calling you.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Just a prank call.
That's what a 37-year-old does on a Saturday.
It's a
prank
silly
call. People.
Well, I can't do it on the weekdays.
And then go through parking lots and leave notes on everybody's car.
Yeah, I work on the weekdays, so I'm not going to do it on the weekdays.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it was a weekday. It was a weekday that you left the note on my car.
Ah, shoot! You got me there, didn't you?
So.
Is your daughter still around? What's she doing?
Why?
I don't know. Is she hot?
What do you care when you already proposed to your girlfriend?
Oh, no. I didn't really propose. I don't have a girlfriend. That was a joke.
No, it's on video.
Oh, okay.
Because we already got the footage of you.
Can you text me just a still image of the video?
We just sent the message to the school, and it's was sent to my daughter already.
Oh, the video was?
Yeah.
You're a bad liar.
No, I'm not.
That didn't sound real at all.
She works for the school.
Oh, so your daughter works at the school. I'm getting all kinds of information about you
two.
But you're not getting any information about me.
Yeah, we know you're an asshole.
Yeah.
That like to dance on people's cars.
I love to dance on people's cars, especially when I'm proposing to Melinda.
Yeah. Oh, just a minute ago, you didn't have a girlfriend. You wanted to date my daughter.
Yeah, I remember. That was before I said it was a prank.
Uh-huh. So
okay. Well, this was fun.
We'll be in touch. All right.
I enjoyed this prank call.
Hi, Roy. This is Jack. I'm the owner of the blue truck that you left a note on.
Okay.
Could you please give me a call at 3-7? Because I will have to call the city and file a police report.
Oh, no.
So if you could call me before I do that, that would be great.
Crap, this was yesterday.
Bye-bye.
Don't call the police, Jack.
Hello?
Hi, Jack?
Yes.
I'm returning your call. Sorry it took me a day. This is Roy. I left a note on your truck.
Oh, hi, Roy.
Hey.
You did. What did you hit it with, Roy?
Oh, I didn't hit it exactly. I wrapped a chain around the axle, and I towed it. Like, my friend bet me that I couldn't tow it with my little Nissan, because I have, like, a little Nissan car.
Yeah, okay. What's the joke, Roy?
There's no joke. I towed your truck, you know, just a few feet, and then I put it back.
No, you didn't, Roy.
Oh, yes, I did. Why do you say I didn't?
Where did you ding the truck at?
Well, I didn't. When I said ding, I meant I wrapped a chain around the axle. And then
if you did that, Roy, I promise you there's cameras all over there. If you indeed did that, the lawsuit that's going to come is going to be tremendous.
Well, don't be like that. Come on.
I will be like that. It's a brand new fucking truck.
I know, but I've got like this little Nissan.
I don't care. I don't care. You know,
it's a Nissan Versa Note. Like
I don't care what it is.
My friends always tell me it's the gayest car ever, and it couldn't tow anything. And I just wanted to prove them wrong.
Well, I don't care what your friends tell you.
Well, calm down. I was just trying to be nice and let you know what happened.
I'm going to call the police department right now.
Oh, don't.
And give them your phone number.
No, don't do that.
No, I am doing that.
Why? Because I didn't even hurt. I didn't do anything illegal.
I don't give a shit.
I didn't do anything.
If you did that to the truck, you're a fucking moron.
But I didn't do anything wrong. You're being an asshole.
Fuck you didn't. You touched my property.
All I did was tow your truck a little.
You didn't have a fucking right to touch it.
I know, but like.
You understand me?
I bet you wouldn't think that a little Nissan could do that. Like, I got a little hatchback.
I don't give a shit what your little Nissan could do.
And when I was putting your truck back.
And when you see the size of the kid that drives that truck, you're lucky he didn't come out, because he would have fucking pounded you.
Oh, no. Come on. Nobody's like that.
Oh, yeah. He's 6'3", 280. Oh, yeah.
When I was towing your truck back into its place. It made a noise.
Yeah, I'm calling the police right now.
No, it made a noise, sir. It was like,
I'm calling the police right now,
Jack.
Roy.
Jack,
have a good day.
You know the smoke monster in Lost? It sounded like that. Jack.
Roy.
What?
Listen to me fucking clearly. I am hanging up and I'm calling the police.
Why? Just to be a crybaby? Come on.
You touched my property. You did something you should have never done.
I didn't hurt it.
I will see you in court, Roy.
I didn't hurt it.
I will see you in court.
Except for that sound it made when I put it back.
Yeah, I'll see you in court, Roy. You have a good day.
Wait,
goodbye.
So it's not even your truck? It's like your son's or something?
It's my son's fucking truck.
Well, why didn't he deal with this? Was he a pussy?
Because he's 18 and I'm fucking 60.
What?
And I'll let him handle it from here on out.
He's an adult. You know, he can handle his own shit. Why don't you just stay off the phone?
Why don't you kiss my fucking ass?
Well, you're being a dick about
how the fuck does that sound? You fucking moron.
Okay. You're making me cry with the yelling you're doing.
Yeah, I'm calling the police right now.
Don't call the police.
I'm calling them right now.
No, don't call them. I was trying to give you my insurance. That second call was a little more recent. That was from just a couple weeks ago. And there's actually a follow-up call to this call where the police call me because Jack called the police and told them everything I told him. And the police were just amused. They seemed to think the whole thing was kind of funny. You can hear that on the original episode this aired on if you want to pay for Hobosodes. But you probably don't. This next one is from 2017. It's titled Uber Driver. I remember it being somewhat amusing. and kind of long.
Hi, Roy. This is Joe calling from Automotive. Can you please call us at 2? Thanks. Good afternoon.
Hi, is Job around?
That's me.
Oh, hey, Joe. It's Roy. You left me a message to call you back.
You have the one number, it's like a 617 number or something?
Yeah, 626 or something, I don't know.
Yeah, you left me a note, said, sorry I dinged your vehicle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Now, was this on my S10 pickup?
Yeah, well, I don't know if ding's the proper term. I'm an Uber driver, and I had to borrow your F1 whatever to... My car broke down, so I had to use yours to do the rest of my route. And
you
I brought
used my vehicle for an Uber?
Yeah, but just for the rest of the route, because I didn't want to lose that fare. And as the customer was getting out, like he had a backpack and it like scratched along the door as he got out.
Okay.
But
did you have a car in the?
No. I just my Uber, the one that I drive, my own car, it broke down out in front of your place, kind of. So we walked over. And I'm like, oh, it's cool. I know this person. I'll just use his truck.
You're losing me. Can you please bring me up to speed who you are and how you got in my vehicle?
Well, I just, I'm good with cars, and I just knew how to open it up, and, I brought it right back, and I put gas in it. I just borrowed it to...
Did you ask?
Well, no, because it was dark. It was nighttime. Nobody was there.
And you just took my truck?
Yeah, but just for a minute, and I didn't hurt...
Hold on a second. Are you serious?
Of course. And I didn't hurt anything in it. I took it. I didn't even touch the radio. And, I put a dollar of gas in it and brought it back.
Where did you have to go?
He was just going to, I think, his girlfriend's house or something.
No, I don't care where he's going. Where did you take my truck?
Oh, to his girlfriend's house.
What was the keys in there?
No, I just got underneath and did some magic with the wires, started it right up.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Can you please bring me up to speed? I don't know who you are or what this is about, but you hotwired my S10 pickup truck?
Well, I don't want to say it was hotwiring it, but I just I got under there and I tied some of the wires together to start it.
How'd you get the steering wheel unlocked?
It's a tool I carry with me. Just, it's as an Uber driver, it's something you have to keep in your arsenal. Just in case of a breakdown. So it seems like you're trying to make a big deal of it, but it's not really a big deal.
Wait a second, you're trying to make a big deal. If you would have gone out and killed somebody, I'm not insured for this.
Well, I wouldn't kill anyone. Why would I
go there and just hotwire my truck and take my truck?
I'm not a killer. I wouldn't go out there and kill anyone with your truck.
Wait a second, I didn't say you were a killer. I've been running a business for 30 years here. You just come in here and hotwired my truck and took my S10 pickup truck and not said a word?
Well, yeah, your business your business is a part of the community, and I'm the community, so I just, I thought I could just borrow it for a minute. I've done it before. It's never been a big deal before. Not your truck, but other
people's.
You did
it on my lot before?
No, well, maybe. I don't know. I don't keep track. But, it's just usually not a big deal. Just a quick joyride. It didn't hurt anyone.
No. This is a problem. This is a huge problem, to be honest with you.
You're just making it a problem.
And it's not about me being over whatever. This is about, I can't believe that you came on my lot, broke into my S10, hotwired my S10, borrowed it, took it for an Uber driver because your car broke down, and then leave me a note saying I dinged your truck.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Just strand the guy out there and say, oh, sorry.
What am I supposed to do? I'm not the one in the Uber driving.
Well, it didn't inconvenience.
That's not my job.
It didn't even inconvenience you. You weren't even there. It's not like I took your truck while you were inside 7-Eleven or something. I knew you didn't need it.
You took my truck without asking. That is theft.
No, it's not, because I brought it right back.
Would you like to make a bet on that? Well, how about you come down here and meet me? Can you come down here and meet me?
No, I don't really want to. I just if you need my insurance information for that
yes,
little...
Yes, I do.
But did you even see the scratch?
I just saw the note, okay? So I didn't know what you were talking about when you had said that.
Well, come on, you've
and
never...
And I need to know what wires you're tampering with underneath my dash, too.
Oh, no, I just used some alligator clips and just clipped into them. I didn't even have to strip the insulation off of them or anything. It's not a big deal. I mean, come on, don't be a pussy. I'm sure, like, as a mechanic, I'm sure you've done this before.
Never.
Well, yeah, right.
I've never heard of anything like this in my entire life. Why didn't, if your car broke down, why didn't he call another Uber driver?
Because I didn't want to lose the fare. Like, if he calls another Uber driver, I wouldn't get anything. It just, like, it wouldn't even go through on the app. Like, I wouldn't get paid. And he gave me a good tip. Because he felt bad about the scratch, he gave me $5 extra. Like, under the table, he didn't do it through the app. He just handed me a five bucks. Tax-free.
What's your first name?
Roy?
Ron?
No, Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Roy.
Yep. Sorry it took so long to call back. It's been a crazy few weeks, you know?
Okay, Roy, I think you need to come down here and meet me.
For what? Why?
Because you used my truck without asking.
Is it
because
I called you a pussy?
I don't give a fuck about pussy, okay?
You don't?
Really, I don't.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, it's 2017.
Right.
Whatever you like,
I don't care that you're rummaging through my cars and hotwiring a car and borrowing it at your own leisure. Like, why don't you go to the dealerships? There must have been 5,000 cars around the corner.
Well, I just, I know the model of your truck really well, and it's, you know, it's so easy to open those up and start them up. These new cars, they have all those chips and things in them.
Roy, I'm shocked that you don't want to come down here and meet me man to man.
Well, I just don't see why.
Let's not talk about pussy. You're the pussy who won't come down here. Okay, really?
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're the one who won't come down here because what you did is wrong. And it's not part of, because I'm part of the community and been here for 30 years. And if you don't think that that's stealing, you're crazy.
Well, you're being a pussy because it's not even a big deal. You know, it's just some guy borrowing your truck. Didn't hurt it or anything. Just put a tiny scratch in it. It's not like it's a nice truck. It's basically a piece of shit.
Well, much better than your car because my truck runs and yours don't.
No, it just broke down. You know, I got it fixed.
And you didn't even come back to give me the business.
No, I've brought stuff to you before and I didn't like how it turned out. You know?
I'm shocked. Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Okay. Do I have to listen to that hold stuff again, though?
No.
Holy crap, it's irritating.
Okay. They offer towing and roadside assistance when needed. We can help if you've had a
flat. What a dick.
Need a battery jump.
Roy?
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of shocked at this whole thing.
Why do I have to hold? What are you doing?
I would like you to come down. What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
And how do you spell that?
It's G, as in gnome. E.
G as in what?
Gnome. E.
Gnome, I don't get it.
Gnome. G as in gnome. You know gnome, like those little garden gnomes?
No, I'd have never heard of a garden gnome.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, G. E as in I.
Okay.
R as in racism.
Now, I don't show you've ever been in here before. How long ago was that?
Oh, you're putting me in the computer?
Well, I mean, I'm looking for you. You said you've been in here before.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I just mean I borrowed cars from the lot before. But I don't think I've ever actually been a customer there. Ugh, no.
Okay. So you said you didn't have a good experience with it. And I've had cars that's been rummaged through before.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, no. Now I remember. Sorry. You played that hold music and it just scrambled my brain. I forgot. Even after you said you wouldn't.
Okay, so how'd you spell your name? G-E-R.
Uh-huh, and then B as in B-B-Q. I as in I-O-U. And then L as in 50.
L as in 50?
Yeah, you know, the Roman L.
Where do you come up with your thought processes? When I say L as in Larry, not L as in 50, because it's in the Roman Q. I mean, this isn't Trivial Pursuit or something. I don't get it.
I'm
missing something here, Roy. I am completely, completely missing something
in
here.
It just came to mind. I don't know. Just whatever. L is in Larry, then.
L is in Larry.
Yep.
Now, I would appreciate it if you come down to the store and you make a police report for damage in my vehicle.
What?
You make the report.
What? No, we can't call the police because I have 3 strikes. Two strikes, I mean.
Well, if you don't come down, I'm going to call the police.
Why would you do that?
Because you're not cooperating with me.
I mean,
you think that I got a free lot here. What would you have done if you'd have totaled that car?
Oh, man, I would have been fucked.
Yeah.
I would have been like, shit, I probably would have run from the scene, to be honest. I mean, no offense or anything. I probably, you know what? Holy shit. Yeah, I would just take off. You know, it's not like my ID's in the car or anything. I'd just be out of there.
Right.
Yep.
I'm kind of shocked here. And but I'm blown away that you're coming onto my lot using my vehicle.
I'm a good driver, though. You know, I don't
care if you're a great driver. I got a tow company that way. I got one of the best drivers along, and somebody just hit him 5 minutes ago. That's what I was doing on the phone when you called me.
Oh, that sucks.
And T-Bone, my tow truck has nothing to do with you.
Holy crap, are they okay?
There's liability.
Are they okay?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what? Are you kidding? You're all concerned about the truck? You're saying the humans don't matter?
That's none of your business.
I know, but I'm just concerned for my fellow human being, and you're telling me like they don't even matter. You're just like, my truck.
Well, you didn't care about me and my business. You just think it's a wide open lot to come and take what you want, when you want, and however. What happens if that was a customer's car?
Well, I was really careful. They wouldn't have even known if that stupid guy hadn't dinged the door. Fucking customers, right?
Roy, this is not good. You still need to come down here. Are you going to come down or no?
I just don't see why I should if this is actually a prank call and you've just been butt slammed.
Butt slammed?
Yeah, you're on the Gerbil in the Butt show. 101.3,
yeah,
right. The FM.
So did you call me originally, Roy, and set that up?
No, it was one of my listeners. No, it's just, they didn't touch your truck. They just put the note on it, that's all. They didn't borrow your truck. It's okay. Please don't call
There's
the police.
There's nobody there, huh?
It was all just a joke. It was just an elaborate ruse.
Is that why you're coming up with the I and the L and Larry and the Roman?
Oh, no, that part was real. What are you talking about? That's not even weird.
It's not?
I don't think it is.
I never would have thought. I could have never guessed that clue, like L as in... You know that, where you would have thought that. I mean, I never would have put two and two together with that.
Yeah, I was looking at a dollar bill at the time, and it had an L on it, you know, for the
Roman.
Where's
the call from? 100 what?
It's kdkprankcalls.com. It's a local FM AM radio station show on the shortwave.
Can I listen to it locally or no?
Oh, yeah, it's on FM right now. I think we're going to replay this entire call on the air tomorrow morning. And we'll basically make a huge fool of you. And it's going to be so funny.
Okay.
So
you
do
think
we,
so?
Do we, yeah. Do we have your permission to do that?
No.
We're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
You can't stop us.
No.
But yeah, 97.4. I'm sure you listen already, probably, anyway.
I'm gonna now.
Yep, you should. Well, I'm really sorry to upset you and everything, you know, it's all in good fun. It's all for the greater good.
All in good fun, huh?
Yep.
Hopefully you make lots of money doing this.
Not really. They're about to fire me, to be honest. Nobody listens to the radio anymore. It sucks. I'm just doing this in the last ditch effort to save my job, so I hope it worked.
Well, we'll see.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, have a nice day. I hope that guy was okay in that wreck for real.
No, he is fine.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
He is fine.
Okay, good to hear. All right. Who cares about the other guy?
Both parties involved were.
Ah, I don't care about the other guy, just your guy.
Right.
Fuck the other guy.
Come on, he's human.
No,
what difference does it matter if it's one life, two life, three life, white color, black color? Human's human, not
you're the one bringing race into it. I'm just saying, he's the bad driver. Your tow truck driver is a saint. He would, yep.
97 radio, I'm just looking you up, 97 Rock FM?
Yeah, yep, 97.4, and it's the Gerbil in the Butt Show.
The Gerbil in the Butt Show.
Yeah, we had to change it from Skippy and Dippy for legal reasons. Some asshole DJ in Florida was coming after us. And, that's right. Mine.
Where are you guys out of? You around here? No.
Oh, just yeah, local. Yeah, we're local right here in Dearborn Heights.
There you go.
Yep. The big radio station building. Okay, well, I got to go. I really got to pee.
All right, bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And okay.
Hi, Roy. My name is Joel. You were kind enough and honorable enough to leave me a note saying you dinged my car.
I'm so honorable.
Just calling to find out. And I looked for the ding, and I really, until I seen the front, I believe, left of the car where it's cracked, the front part of the grill or the plastic or whatever. But calling you back, and I want to thank you for your honor and your note, and call me on my cell, and my number is area code 248. Roy, waiting for your call. Thank you kindly.
Is this Roy?
Yeah, it's Roy.
Roy, how are you, buddy?
Oh,
this is
super.
The guy you bumped into outside the Stage Deli.
Oh, I didn't bump into it. I actually peed inside of your car. I'm so sorry about that.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I understand that. I see where you hit me. So when I get into the car, the note was on my windshield, and I'm looking. I said,
"You don't say."
You know, it didn't do anything. But if you take a look at the lower left, you cracked the bumper, I guess.
Oh, I don't think that was underneath. Me, because what I did is I got inside of your car and I peed in it.
You got inside my car and you what?
I urinated in your car in the back seat.
That was nice.
That's what I meant by ding.
Why would you do that, Roy?
Because it was an emergency, and I couldn't make it inside. The deli doesn't even have a bathroom for the public, as far as I know.
The what now?
It was an emergency.
I
had to.
Is that what you called? Left a note on my car? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I left a note because I felt bad, and if there's any charges for cleaning or whatever, you know, washing out the car, washing out the smell of urine, I'll pay for that. I'm so sorry.
You're unbelievable.
It was,
you go into another man's car. You go into another man's car and urinate in it. It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. It's so embarrassing. But you know, when you gotta go, you gotta go. At least it wasn't a number
two. Think about where was your car?
I don't have a car. I was on
foot. You don't have a car.
No, I was walking. Yep, so I climbed in the back seat and I peed all over. I peed all over the back of each of both of the back seats, and then on the backs of the front seats, and in the floorboard, and up on the window.
I mean, is this a prank or something?
No, I wish it was. I'm so sorry.
In other words, you urinated where now?
On the back floorboard, on the back seat on both sides, on the backs of the front seats, and a little bit on one of the back windows.
Okay, I'll find out what it costs to clean.
Okay, yeah, and just let me know, and I'll take care of all of it.
I can't believe you would do that.
I'm so sorry.
There was no restaurant you can go to?
No.
My car is in front of the stage. Why don't you go into the stage?
Well, I had to go immediately. I couldn't make it to inside.
Okay, I'll let you know what it costs, Roy.
Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry.
Don't thank me. I'm going to think that action is disgusting, to be honest with you. Disgusting.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'll let you know what it costs, Roy.
I had to go. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Do you live in West Bloomfield?
Yeah, I do. I still have my old Washington number.
Okay. You know, you can be arrested for that.
Oh, I don't think so. I left a note.
No, you pissed in somebody's car. You broke into my car.
Well, no, it was unlocked.
You can be arrested, right?
It was unlocked.
It was a must. But you can be arrested for that.
No, I'm saying it was unlocked, so I didn't break in.
Well, it was unlocked. I'm letting you know I'm an auxiliary cop. I could have you arrested, you know that? And this is being taped.
Oh, you're not taping. Come on. Who has tape anymore? It's 2000.
I sure am.
You have a tape recorder?
Sure, I am tape. On this phone, I do, sure.
Like a magnetic tape, like reel-to-reel?
Whatever you've said is on tape. I can play it back. I can go to the West Bloomfield Department of Police Department and let them know what you just said.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was just, you can tell them that I apologize. It'll show on the tape that I apologize and I left a note.
I can have you arrested, do you know that?
Oh, no, you can't.
Breaking and entering.
I didn't break and enter because it was unlocked.
You broke in and entered into a... That doesn't. In other words, if a man's house is unlocked, you can go in and take what you want.
Well, I wouldn't. I didn't take anything. I just would have gone in your house and used the bathroom, and left.
How do you know I didn't have any valuables in my car? Some books, anything.
Well, I wouldn't have stolen it.
Well, Roy, I'll get back to you. Okay.
Okay. Well, there was nothing valuable in your car. I looked. I checked.
You don't know what was in that car, Roy. Don't make any assumptions. How do you know I didn't have any jewelry in the back seat? You don't know what I
Well, you
had.
Can just wash off
Even
the jewelry. The pee doesn't stain
Roy,
the jewelry
Roy,
permanently.
You don't know anything about what I had in the car.
Okay, well, you're being a real douche canoe. You're kind of being a douche canoe. I mean, before you said I was honorable.
I'm being abusive. You go into my car and you piss all over it, and I'm being abusive to you?
I said you're being a douche canoe.
I'm sorry?
You're a douche canoe is what you are. At least I didn't number two in your back seat.
Okay.
Right.
I'll get back to you and I'll let you know what this costs. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Remember way back at the beginning of that call where that old man was just so nice and friendly and called me honest and honorable? But we turned that all around and made him threaten me with a tape recorder. That's how I know a job was well done. So this episode's getting kind of long. I know I've only played 4 pranks, but I think it's time to wrap it up since we're already at 42 minutes. But don't worry, I'm sure I will do more carding calls as the month goes on. If you want to participate in Ding Timber, all you have to do is write a note that says, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call. My phone number is 913-721-6670. And sign the note Roy. You can, change the wording around if you want, I guess. And please be careful when you leave notes. Don't go on private property. Don't get caught by a Ring doorbell or a parked Tesla. Those things are always recording. Don't get yourself hurt or killed. Both of those things are against the rules. There have been a lot of new Ding Timber calls this year so far because you guys are leaving so many notes out there for me. So be looking for all of the new carding episodes from this month. There was a snowplow show earlier this week over at snowplowshow.com. There was a hobosode of carding calls over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Actually, there's 2 hobosodes of carding calls now. And last night, the Wasted Memory show was on over at rogueserver.com, and he did a couple of carding calls, and I mean, I think Dragomir did one, and he did one, and they were pretty fun. Hopefully he posts those somewhere. Happy Ding Timber, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Every day, and he uses You're messing with the wrong person.